That's why they say kullu fi falakin yasbahun. That, you know, the planetary bodies are moving like that. They're not able to grab on to anything. So they're just rotating, right, in the universe. Same thing in the water. They were trying to grab on sabaha to something so they wouldn't sink. So when you say subhanallah, if your mind tries to grab on to any material excuse for what Allah has done, you will drown. You will not find a reason. That's the meaning of subhanallah. Like, I can't think of anything else that can do this. I can't find any foothold to grab onto. So I say subhanallah. It's different than glory be to God, right? It's a little different. So it said, this incredible victory that Allah has given you and the aid that Allah has given you, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. Then say subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, subhanallah wa bihamdi. Because that's really the only thing that we can say to encapsulate what that means. That's why in the Quran, oftentimes, go back now, pay attention to the context.